Every day, each one of us is faced with a blizzard of situations we must respond to. Without principles, we would be forced to react to all the things that life throws at us individually, as if we were experiencing each of them for the first time. If instead we classify these situations into types and have good principles for dealing with each of them, we will make better decisions more quickly and have better lives as a result. Having a good set of principles is like having a good collection of recipes for success. All successful people operate by principles that can help them be successful, though what they choose to be successful at varies enormously, so their principles vary. To be principled means to consistently operate with principles that can be clearly explained. Unfortunately, most people can't do that, and it's very rare for people to write their principles down and share them. That's a shame. I would love to know what principles guided Albert Einstein, Steve Jobs, Winston Churchill, Leonardo da Vinci, and others, so I could clearly understand what they were going after and how they achieved it, and could compare that with different approaches. I'd like to know which principles are most important to the politicians who want me to vote for them, and to all the other people whose decisions affect me. Do we have common principles that bind us together as a family, as a community, as a nation, as friends across nations? Or do we have opposing principles that divide us? What are they? Let's be specific. This is a time when it is especially important for us to be clear about our principles. My hope is that listening to this audiobook will prompt you and others to discover your own principles from wherever you think is best, and ideally write them down. Doing that will allow you and others to be clear about what your principles are and understand each other better. It will allow you to refine them as you encounter more experiences and to reflect on them, which will help you make better decisions and be better understood. Having your own principles. We come by our principles in different ways. Sometimes we gain them through our own experiences and reflections. Sometimes we accept them from others, like our parents. Or we adopt holistic packages of principles, such as those from religions and legal frameworks. Because we each have our own goals and our own natures, each of us must choose our own principles to match them. While it isn't a bad thing to use others' principles, adopting principles without giving them much thought can expose you to the risk of acting in ways that are inconsistent with your own goals and your own nature. At the same time, you, like me, probably don't know everything you need to know and would be wise to embrace that fact. If you can think for yourself while being open-minded in a clear-headed way to find out what's best for you to do, and if you can summon up the courage to do it, you will make the most of your life. If you can't do that, you should reflect on why that is, because that's most likely your greatest impediment to getting more out of what you want out of life. That brings me to my first principle. Think for yourself to first decide, what do you want? And second, what is true? And third, what should you do to achieve what you want in light of what is true? And do that with humility and open-mindedness so that you consider the best thinking available to you. Being clear on your principles is most important because they will affect all aspects of your life many times a day. For example, when you enter into relationships with others, your principles and their principles will determine how you interact. People who have shared values and principles get along. People who don't will suffer through constant misunderstandings and conflicts. Think about the people